This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, we're into hour number two, and I'm going to cover facets of decadence.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I normally really refrain from telling you what I really think when it comes to World War III, because it just sounds so crazy, but I think everybody really gets that we're in serious danger of this actually kicking off. And I don't mean just conventional World War III. I mean nuclear war. And we're taking phone calls on that subject and on the incredible announcements of open world government, Elon Musk, at the World Government Summit saying he disagrees for the right reasons. Just an amazing time to be alive. Don't forget the coordinates of liberty, your band.video on InfoWars.com, our backup site to NewsWars.com. Only way the dog hunts is you let it out, and that's by sharing the links, and you're doing that, so I salute you and thank you, because we're all in this together. Let's go to another phone call, and I'm going to take a few more phone calls in the next segment, and then for one segment, I'm going to pause the calls and cover the decadence of the globalist and why they're so dangerous and how they're disconnected, and why when societies go through these phases of collapse, the elites always commit suicide with their policies and destroy a large part of the population on their way to destruction. But it's built into them to do this. We'll be talking about that at 20 after. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Sean is a Marine in California. Solutions for what's happening, how to stop World War III. Go ahead.
Morning, Alex. You once said that the founders were very prescient, and you're correct. The founders of this country gave us the blueprint we need in our Constitution. You guys at InfoWars, with free speech and freedom of the press, have been painting the target. We, the people, need to peaceably assemble for a petition, redress of grievances. When we assemble, we can form common law grand juries at state and county levels. We follow the 10 steps to an assembly at national-assembly.net, where we already have alaska-de-jure.org and michigan-de-jure.org. Those states have already formed their common law assemblies and have given government oversight to Governor Dunleavy in Alaska. And Whitmer, the reason she's such a wild card is because she doesn't like that there's a lawfully formed assembly in that state conducting things in line with what the founders want. We have the tools, Alex. The people have to lawfully assemble, peaceably assemble, and they have to know how to petition. If they don't do that, if they skip all the different parts that are in the First Amendment, we can't go to the Second Amendment. So we can pull the reins back on this horse. It is the Corporation of the United States, as Greg Reese revealed in his report about Russians recruiting from us last week. The kicker is that Organic Act 1871, that contract was breached, and national-assembly.net already put in the paperwork
all right.
For the government.
I hear you. I appreciate your call, Sean. Very interesting. Bo in Kentucky, you're on the air. We're going to move quick. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I want to thank you for the discernment to allow, when I hear some of these stories, this press coming out, that it allows us to see and hear the truth by their lies. I think, like, during the Pacific Island, when you invaded an island, the U.S. Navy would prep the beaches by artillery. And I think that's what they've been doing to us with the fentanyl overdoses, allowing it to come across the border, the shots, the taking away our education system so the younger generations don't even know how to crack an egg. I mean, and the Ukraine war is just one part of the bigger operation they've been doing on us, running on us.
I agree. It's a giant deindustrialization, demoralization operation.
I remember when you got banned, you were asking for people to call in that they knew how the Chinese was working with their local universities. And they were doing it in Louisville, Kentucky with the Gardasil shot. They had their doctors working on it. And shortly after that, that's when they really started cracking down on you.
And it turns out they're spending over $6 billion a year of the Chi-Coms on buying up our universities, creating new chairs, new buildings, new whole wings, just like at Penn State, an entire building, an eight-story building, if I think correctly, huge complex owned and run by the Chinese.
You look at the food production, the price of the food going up because the food production has been going down. You look at what's going on in Ohio. I'm a firefighter. Nowhere does it say we burn something off. If it's something, some things catch on fire, we have to let it burn out. But one of the byproducts of burning vinyl chloride is phosgene gas. There's places...
Hold on, I want to finish your point about the train when we come back.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones, and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Lies.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Our government is not our government at the top. It's globalists who've hijacked it. Now they're purging the rest of the government. They've got control of the Defense Department, the Pentagon. They've got control of most of Congress. They've got control of the Justice Department. They've stolen the executive branch. Now they're starting World War III and telling us incredible amounts of lies. Here's General Milley saying that the Russians have lost. And no, the Russians haven't lost. They've had heavy losses. But the people of the world, with increased energy prices and the death on all sides, are the people that are losing. Here's General Milley.
Russia has lost. They've lost strategically, operationally, and tactically. And they are paying an enormous price on the battlefield. But until Putin ends his war of choice, the international community will continue to support Ukraine with the equipment and capabilities it needs to defend itself. Through this group, we are collectively supporting Ukraine's ability to defend its territory, protect its citizens, and liberate their occupied areas.
Well, the truth is, people like George Soros have gone on CNN and bragged. That they overthrew the Ukrainian government 9 years ago and have been pumping weapons in there ever since, starting wars on the border with Russia. That doesn't mean I defend what Putin's done. He walked right into a trap. But you got to remember, General Milley kept information from Trump, said he had the nuclear codes and Trump didn't. Kirby was on TV 2 days ago saying they've taken control of the government and that Biden doesn't even run anything. This is the bureaucracy announcing it's captured America. So it's America that's failing. But by admitting that and admitting that Milley and the rest of them are hijackers, little more than imposters, and see them as the globalist beachhead in America, we can turn all this around very quickly. Now listen, each caller gets 2 minutes because I respect your time and I want to get to all of you. I'm going to move quickly through your calls. Jerry in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, real quick. We can just add everything up and digest it. And say it's all about the new world order and the fight for our souls, brother. The whole blueprint is in the back of Revelation. You people, you need to read it. It's a fight for our soul. When they talk about the new world order and the cashless society, if you get involved with the mark of the beast, you lose your entry into heaven, period. And I really believe we're in the final stages. It's not me saying that. It's in the Bible. Okay.
And listen, I'm not arguing with you, but we're taking calls on World War III, and obviously the revelation's all about that. And we're taking calls on the open announcement of world government at the World Government Summit and Elon Musk speaking out against it. Would you like to speak to that? I don't think we've had one caller yet actually address any of my questions.
That's world government right there. It says it in Revelation. Also, Alex, I want to tell you, as far as being vindicated, nobody believed Noah until it started to rain. And, brother, it's beginning to rain, and you are right on top of it. And that's all I got to say right now.
I appreciate your call, and God bless you. It is a fight between good and evil. Larry in Florida, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex, and I appreciate you taking my call. We got to end World War III. We got to end it before it gets out of hand. And I'm speaking as a father and a grandfather. And basically, one of the options that we have, and a couple of your other callers have, you know, talked about peaceful assembly and all, and we need to do that. We need to not allow January 6th to have intimidated us off of our constitutional rights and our God-given rights. But in the meantime, we got a Congress, particularly House of Representatives. They need to be hearing from all of us that they need to put an end to this war. They need to stop the funding. They need to raise heck about it. I had to edit my word. And we need not take no for an answer, and they need to be doing it every day. Because you're right, you know, and you've been right, and I ordered some things from the store this morning by phone.
Thank you.
So plug for your products. Been buying them for decades. Plug for you. And I got to end with a thanks, because my family got saved from the jab because you were the first one out of the box, and because we listened to you and we trusted you. And it's not a big family, including my granddaughters. We're only 11, but nobody got jabbed and nobody's had any problems, and everybody had COVID. Except for the children who didn't get it, or if they had it, nobody even knew they had it.
That is beautiful, sir. Well, look, we're in all this together, and I want to thank you for keeping us on air. And you're absolutely right, and the past caller's right. We need more assembly, more protests, more demonstrations, more lawsuits, and we need more common law assemblies and things, which are in the Constitution, to actually point out in events what's happening, and we need to expose these corrupt politicians that have sold us out. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and go to Oliver in the Netherlands. Oliver, thank you for holding her on the air.
Good evening, Alex. God bless you in this holy war. You are the leader of the people, spreading the truth and the light.
I'm trying.
Yes, we need to stronghold together to fight this and bring the freedom. My topic is about the World War III and the rise of the Fourth Reich. What is the Fourth Industrial Revolution? What these people are trying to do first is confuse, divide, and conquer people, creating wars, creating crisis all the way around the world, and then they're trying to give us a compromise, or like creating a problem, then give us a solution. How are we going to stop them? We need to find a peaceful solution, and people don't need to go on their agenda. So what we can learn from history to see all the wars are architected by this evil tyrant, like the bankster systems, by the oil industry, the pharma industry. They are using all the weapons against humanity, using the food as a weapon, using the media, the art, the education, everything they're using against people. So I want to ask you, what is your solution for this? We need to stand up all strong together and spread the truth in your war.
Well, I think the number one thing to do is to actually listen to what Putin's saying. Not that he's 100% right, but that he's been telling the truth overall, that the West is bringing weapons up to their border. It's been pushing out the Russian minority. It's been killing them. It's been moving nuclear weapons and tactical weapons up to their borders. We wouldn't put up with that. And the West has been importing Hollywood, anti-family, anti-God garbage into Russia, and has been waging war on them, just like the globalists wage war on the populations in the West. And we have to recognize that the same globalists that are waging war against Russia are waging war against our military with poison shots and all the rest of it. And we need to demand that Senator Paul and so many others, you know, Cruz is a big warmonger, but some of the other good people come out and speak out against this war and say it's wrong and call for an armistice, call for a ceasefire. And obviously, Ukraine is where Russia was born. The West is Catholic. The East is Orthodox. And what Putin wanted was an agreement that Ukraine will never be allowed to join NATO as they had in 1990-91, and that they will move the weapons back, and the Russians are going to want a security zone, depending on the maps you look at, but 10, 20, 30 miles into Ukraine. That area is 99% Russian anyways. In fact, it's always been part of Russia until Lenin signed it over there in the 30s to Ukraine. And there's been a battleground ever since then between basically Germany and Russia, and those same battle lines are here now. So it is true that this is a repeat of World War II. By the Azov Battalions, Hail Hitler, and it's because their grandfathers and great-grandfathers fought for Hitler, and some of the biggest battles happened in Ukraine. And the Russians committed atrocities, the Nazis committed atrocities, so everybody's got beefs with each other. And instead of coming together and saying, we're not going to be manipulated by George Soros in the West, they should come together and agree to not have a Slavic civil war. What do you think of that?
Yeah, but I'm coming from Macedonia, actually. My origin is from there, so I was witness about how Yugoslavia was breaking.
Hold on, don't hang up. I want to come back and understand where you're from and your view on this. I think you said Yugoslavia, but the music's cutting in. Don't hang up, Oliver. We'll come right back to you for a minute or so more. And then Chuck, David, Ahmed, Vaughn, Nick, Tanner, Tony, Nathan, Ed, stay with us. Infowars.com. Share that link.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Like telling a three-year-old, don't walk out in the street on a busy highway, and the three-year-old sneaks out back door because somebody didn't lock it, walks out on the highway and gets run over by an 18-wheeler. Their guts and body parts are strewn for 50 yards down the highway. But these are globalists that are running all this. They're not little children that don't know what they're doing, and they're headlong bringing us into it. So when I say nuclear war is probable now, that's what all the mainline analysts are saying, too. We are 90 seconds to midnight right now in thermonuclear war. And I said this segment I would get into the decadence of the elite for a few minutes, but I'll do that next segment and continue with calls just to illustrate the type of people that are in control of civilization and that own this thing and what they're doing. We'll take a look at some of the rituals they conduct, some of the things they do, and how they're externalizing their sickness to the rest of us in an attempt to take us with them. But Oliver, you were in the Netherlands, there in the Dutch lands, there in the lowlands, but you were saying where you're from and then your view on my statements about how the West exacerbates all fissures throughout Eastern Europe between different Germanic and Slavic populations that they manipulate against each other, Slavic against Slavic, Slavic against Germanic, Germanic against Slavic, and that's what the sociologist and anthropologists do openly out of the Pentagon and out of the State Department. It's the same way they manipulate racial division and religious division and cultural division here in America. It's the old British Empire model of divide and conquer. But you had some other points you were going to make, and I think you were saying where you're originally from.
Yes, I'm originally from Macedonia, and I have evidenced the war in Yugoslavia and also the conflict in Macedonia between the Albanians. And currently we are also undergoing an open wound that comes after the Ottoman Empire is broken, because Macedonia was long ago a big empire under the Alexander the Great. But there with our neighbors, we have open questions, open problems about our name, about symbols, flags, and everything. And they keep like an open wound. And they always, they create a war, small wars.
Well, let's think about the Slavic memory, and you're from Macedonia, where the Macedonian world conquerors from, you know, the whole history of that, and then, you know, Greece and the rest of it. But look at the bombing of Belgrade with DU. Look at the West exacerbating that whole conflict that happened there. And exactly, that's what this is a replay of, but on a much bigger scale.
Exactly. After Tito died, they hijacked all the ministry, and they created all, you need to be independent, you need to fight for your freedom. Yugoslavia is not good, but Yugoslavia was the example for the European Union today. Was very strong country in that time.
Beautiful as well, from what I'm told. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Well, do you think the widening of this World War III scenario can be stopped?
I think only peacefully if the people wake up and say, stop what you're doing. We need to confront these people, say this is not our way. We need to say stop, not with the violent protest, because they're going to hijack the protest also and putting a secret agent to make violence, so they can also put a mandatory to not go on the protest. But we need to stand up, to talk to our neighbors, to our brothers and sisters, and to talking and awaken. We need to go to our elected people in the parliament, in the government. They to try, even there are many of them, they are corrupted. Many of them, they are corrupted, and they protect this interest of this evil architect.
Absolutely. The evil architects is the way to say it. God bless you. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Ed in Pennsylvania. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I'm My dad's from Russia, Ukraine, and so I'm Slavic. We're a tribe of 130 million people. And, you know, I don't know if Americans don't understand that. And I'm white, but my tone of my skin's a little bit different. You know? We're Eastern Orthodox Russians. And this is getting bad. I'm telling you what, buddy. My dad warned me not to tell anybody I was Russian in the 1980s. He was telling me you're Lithuanian or Polish or Ukrainian. Don't tell anybody you're Russian, even though he fought in the American Army, World War II. So they got a lot of secret weapons they ain't even pulled out yet, bud.
Well, I know, but that's how this escalates. If Russia can't win this conventionally, it just escalates and escalates.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you were wrong when you said England beat Napoleon. 90% of the Grand Army was destroyed going into and leaving Russia. And
that's the first time Napoleon got defeated, and then he got sent to absentia, and then he went back and took back Paris, and then reconstituted his military. So that's the second Napoleonic War.
He didn't have the Grand Army. You know, they were dead.
Well, no, we all know about Napoleon and Russia. I do know the story, yes, sir. I appreciate your call. When I said that Lord Wellington defeated Napoleon in the Second Napoleonic War at the Battle of Waterloo, that's what I was going to do. Thanks for the call, sir. Let's talk to Nick in Tennessee. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I just want to say you're a brilliant journalist, perhaps the most underappreciated journalist in American history, and you have inspired me to be an activist.
Well, I appreciate that, but look, I'm an activist, I'm a father, I'm a Christian that tries to be good, and I'm really an analyst and more of a futurist and a historian, and that's how I would describe myself, is a pro-human analyst.
Great. Absolutely. I'm a writer and researcher, father of a beautiful little girl. I just want to say you can find my work at nickanonymous.substack.com. I've dedicated a newsletter to fighting the rise of technocratic fascism.
Well, I think that's the answer, is everybody getting active, everybody getting a YouTube, a Rumble, a Substack, and whether you reach 1,000 people or 1,000,000, all of us getting vocal, whether you're an old lady or a black man or a white woman or a brown lady or whatever, it doesn't matter. You love freedom, you love justice, speak out, whether it's on local issues or national issues or international issues, get vocal.
Absolutely. I just wanted to point out, I think that we're at a culmination point of Western civilization and free society. I think this is like an underlying theme to the future in World War III. You can see this with the words they use, the terminology. They always pay attention to the manipulation of words. They say, with Generation Z, fighting World War Z through Operation Z, okay? And this is like the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War II, all combined, is coming to like a fruition right now. I think we're dealing with the Revolutionary War with the modern King of England, who basically wants to depopulate the planet with his insane ideas of eugenics through like the World Economic Forum. He was like one of the founding members. The Civil War with the Democratic Party, Deep State, they're tearing the country apart. Through Civil War and World War II with fascism, because like it's a fascist takeover that we're dealing with. This is ultimately technocratic fascism that we're dealing with right now throughout the entire world.
I totally agree with you. And your phone's a little overmodulated, so I missed the name of your Substack. What is it?
Nick Anonymous. That's Nick Anonymous, all one word.
Nick or Mick Anonymous? N or M?
N.
In, got it. All right. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate you. All right. I'm going to get to everybody. All these calls, I'll get to every single one of you, and I got a bunch of other breaking news. But I want to talk about the decadent elite that are running us to the ground and why they're doing it and how they have a fetish to just up the ante for evil because they serve darkness. That's coming up. Viewer discretion is advised. Infowars.com, Tomorrow's News Today, and Band.video.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Before I go back to your calls about the nature of evil, if you study history, you study civilizations, you study society, you know we go through cycles. Everybody's seen the meme, or most people have, where the first slide shows burning Rome and death and destruction and collapsing buildings and war. And it says, Hard times make strong men. The next slide shows the rebirth of civilization and agriculture and production and art and literature, music and culture. And it says, strong men make good times. The next slide says, weak men make hard times. And so the cycle follows the same path. And the engineers know this of the planet, especially the most sophisticated, the Anglo-American establishment. And that's what they call themselves. Like Putin says, we're fighting the Anglo-Americans. That's the name of a tribe that was in Europe that then took over around 1100 and took over England. And it was the Vikings. And then they basically established what is modern Europe throughout the Dark Ages into the Renaissance and today. It's not the people of the West. It's that ruling governorship program. And so if you read the, quote, elite writings of the Bertrand Russells and the Klaus Schwabs and the Yuval Noah Hararis and the Paul Ehrlichs, and I have a lot of their quotes in my film Endgame made in 2007. You watch that, it's like we were in a time machine and went forward and showed you what's happening now. Or about a year from now. The film's about a year from now. About 2024. We're basically there. Everything. People watch it now and they go, how the hell did he know this? Well, they're planning it. They're preparing it. And when they fail, they just recalculate and move forward. So the stuff they wanted in the 20s, they had by the 40s. The stuff they wanted in the 40s, they had by the 60s. The stuff they wanted in the 60s, they had by the 80s. The things they wanted in the 80s, they had by 2000. The things they wanted in 2000, they had by 2020. And then the program accelerates, as I've told you and as Klaus Schwab said last hour from his World Government Summit, into not 20-year pieces, but 10-year pieces. And then by 2030, it goes into 5-year pieces. And then it goes into 1-year pieces and 6-month pieces and 3-month pieces and month and a half. And then, you see, what they're trying to push is a singularity. Whether you believe that can happen or not, they are rampaging towards this to get life extension technology, and they believe force human evolution of what's left of us in their own words. Whether they're going to be successful or not, most of us won't be here when they're done, and that's their own words as well. The future isn't human. By 2047, no more real humans on Earth is their benchmark plan. Of all their top futurists, like Ray Kurzweil, and the list goes on from there. This is a cult. They follow a script. They follow a hymn. They follow a doctrine. They follow a blueprint. They follow a battle plan. But when you study the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the DuPonts and the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas in these people, not just from literature and their own admissions and their own Instagrams and their own emails and stuff that get leaked, but from my experience growing up in Dallas and then being around the country and the world and running into these people in Hollywood, the final form of the devil worshiper is an effeminate male that says they're effeminate with a shaved head that looks like a Martian space alien or a clown. And you see what Hollywood pushes at the Grammys and everywhere else is weird fat men with bald heads saying they're women, shaking their butts with devil horns on. Go ahead and roll the footage. It came out a few years ago of a, quote, tranny that's a bald man with a fake pregnancy cutting a baby out of his fake uterus with a bunch of people worshiping him while he does it. Now, does that look like a woman? No, it looks like a psychotic demon out of a movie. And that's the real form of these people. And then you learn, whether it's the Clintons or the Obamas or the Podestas, it was in the WikiLeaks, and then we could go look up their own Instagrams and Facebooks where they were doing spirit cooking, doing Aleister Crowley rituals, doing mock human sacrifices like Bohemian Grove, but even more intense. And what are they doing at Skull and Bones? The same thing. And these are just parties where they get people to go to them and say, do you like the image of a baby being cut out? Do you like the image of a man strapped down on a table and we're cutting pieces of his body off and eating it? It's all a simulation. The man's under the table with a tablecloth around him, but it looks like his head's sticking out and the rest of his body's there, and they're chopping pieces off and eating it. And who is it? It's a bunch of rich women, CEOs, executives. In all these videos, simulating killing people. Now, they haven't, in most cases, themselves, the minions, really killed people. Higher-ups do the rituals and kill people and rape children and all that's coming out. But they're publicly showing me what they do in an art form. So let's roll this short clip of a recent spirit cooking video that got posted by some rich leftists. We'll roll it with audio of an image of a black man chained down on a table, and they've eaten his legs, and now they're going to eat the rest of his body. And it's a real man begging and screaming in pain, his real head sticking up, but it's a fake body they're eating, and it's a bunch of weak, ineffectual, decadent women giggling about their exercise of power while they start the real World War III. Here it is. And there's thousands of these videos. And then you wonder, what's going on at the Grammys? Women in cages being tortured with bull whips by devils. And what does the Nexium cult really do? What is Harvey Weinstein? What are they really doing? What are they putting out through Hollywood? Why are they targeting our children? Because they follow this twisted energy that demands they attack humanity. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. And this is always the final form of these people that they engage in before the total collapse and the destruction. And this is the ruling class that does these things. And in their own WikiLeaks emails for the Podestas, they're like, we'll have 6-, 7-, and 8-year-olds in the hot tub for your pleasure. Now, they've been trained to service you, but remember, they can sometimes fight back their children. That's real. Not the pizza place they diverted us off onto. And that's how they operate. And so, make no mistake, who wants to put poison shots in kids to give them blood clots and sterilize them? Who wants to do these bad things? They believe it's rituals of power to their God, and the way they get more cachet or more satanic money in their little piggy bank is to do horrible, decadent, twisted things. I won't even show you the art that John Podesta put in the Washington Post in 2007 called Dangerous Art in the actual physical paper that shows 3- and 4-year-old boys and girls raped and chained down and being tortured. And mummifying babies and eating babies. All of this, they're black magic rituals to bring in their God. Here's some of the art. Children chained down with men with erections. Double meaning. And electrocuting children. So you want to know who you're up against, folks? That's who's starting World War III. That's who puts fluoride in the water. That's who ships in fentanyl. That's who is doing all this. And there she is with Lord Rothschild with a painting of Lucifer. We can go back to that. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Phone calls this segment on the World War III scenario, the incredible announcement at the World Government Takeover meeting of World Government to take full control of every facet of our lives, and Elon Musk at the meeting saying he is against it. Wow. Is he positioning himself as loyal opposition, or is he for real? Chuck in Seattle, you're on the air on the New World Order and the Ukraine plan. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, can you hear me?
I can, sir.
Yeah, I've a 23-year listener, supported your group for at least 15 financially, but what I want to say is we are in a war of princes and principalities. So when we talk about World War III, in 2001 or two, there was a picture of Hillary Clinton with the Pizzagate after the scandal was going on, of her and one of the Podestas standing at the bottom of a white staircase, and Baphomet was in the banister of the staircase. I wish you guys could find that. Second, this is a season that the saints are being risen. You had a guy on last week talking about visions, seeing things. I'm one of those people. I have three photos I'd like to send you. They're not lens flare, but it'll show you what we're up against spiritually. I live in Sodom and Gomorrah, Washington Socialist Republic. I work at the West Coast's largest commercial military base, the P-8, Poseidon killers, the killers of the submarines, and the tankers. Putin, 22 years ago, Poplar Mechanic had a thing where the mole, It was a nuclear weapon that would go in the sea and burrow in off the coastlines. He already has them. He's had them there for 27 years. I think you know about that. The thing that we're up against is true evil. And it is going to come a time when the United Nations will roll down our streets. And then that's when all the saints must activate. And that's why they say they'll wear out the saints. What do you think of that?
Oh, it's definitely a satanic world plan, attacking all nations and all peoples, bringing in a system to make people completely dependent on the system so they can be controlled. God bless you, Chuck. Thanks for the call. Ahmed in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
You know what that is, Alex? That's the call for all the patriots worldwide listening and stacking up their patriot points on InfoWarsStore.com and giving it right to the New World Order, because they're losing their adrenochrome, they're losing their children, and they're definitely losing the Pizzagate narrative now. Let me tell you, with that Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, Green Fiber Capsules, woo! Survival Shield X3, X2, Ultra 12, Superman Vitality, Ultimate Krill Oil, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Plus. Yo, tell these people they have, or if they even are people, they have no chance left. They're gone. I want every human being that's a sovereign citizen, no citizen, I want you guys to stand up and feel the blood and go feel the sun outside. Go feel the beautiful wind that God blesses us with. If you have a kid, go give your kid the biggest hug and kiss that you can, because it's all God given and God taketh.
And the only thing, let me agree with you with something you were just saying. I don't even hardly look for this stuff. In fact, I wasn't. I was on Twitter this morning, and I was also on Instagram. It's just Jeffrey Epstein, devil worship everywhere, pedophilia, top trending. I mean, people are really waking up.
They want it. They want it. The world is already ready. God has given, and God will take it, and they will never take it away from his children. We are his children.
Well, that's right. The Satanists know they're going to be destroyed, so they want to take as many of us with them as they can.
They can do that as much as they can, but we still got that Living Defense Plus right in our system, Alex. We're never going away.
I appreciate all the plugs. The products really are great. They found the operation, and we've got the new prebiotic. Not new. It's been sold out for over a year, but finally back in stock, brother. What's your take on the New World Order sending us into World War III?
They're mad. They're trying to distract the public. They want the public to be scared, because that's how they get their rituals on, and that's how they get their little magic on, is through fear porn. They want
exactly. They want pain. They want destruction. They want depression. They want total destruction. We have to just realize they're not like us. I appreciate your call. Nathan in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk to you about what's going on in Ukraine and Russia. You know, I think it's really crazy how, like, dumbed down people have gotten, you know, since the rise of, like, social media brainwashing. You know, when I bring up how we kind of just gave Ukraine to Russia as a, you know, proxy war to them, people look at me like I'm crazy, you know? I mean, just look at everything that they did. We traded a WNBA
player. But those people that look at you like you're crazy can't find Ukraine on a map.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, we traded a WNBA player for an arms dealer that worked with Russia while we're in the midst of arming the people fighting against Russia. But you can't say that, you know. I talk to people in, like, Finland and Sweden, and they have such a hatred for Russia that they don't care that people in Ukraine are dying. As long as that, you know, it causes, like, turmoil for Russian people, you know. It's just really sickening how, like, war-hungry people have gotten, you know? Like, you'll say something like, hey, why didn't Russia attack Ukraine when Trump was in office if Trump was actually, you know, paid off by the Russians?
Exactly. Like, he wasn't. No, I agree. At a higher level, the higher globalist level, there's a larger master plan.
Absolutely, you know? And it's all just, you know, they're going into the plan completely. You know, they've already weakened America. You know, they have, like, I don't know how people expect us to fight Russia when we have our soldiers being, like, feminized with estrogen and
well,
stuff.
That's right. Like, they are depleting our weapons, depleting our oils, reserves, everything, so China can make its move once we're worn out after a multi-year war with Russia. And that's the good angle. It's bad, but that's on the light conflict. On the high conflict, total nuclear war. I appreciate your call. Incredible points. David in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, first of all, I'd like to tell you happy birthday, brother. Now you're as old as I am, my man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for being the general of the Infowar. I have a couple of kids with dual citizenship. ship. I spent some time in Russia. I'm also a veteran, U.S. Army veteran signal. And, you know, you talk about us, but you can't talk without us, is the old thing for Kamo. But the thing is, this whole deal, this whole nuclear deal, I mean, this gives me the heebie-jeebies, brother. And every time I hear these politicians that we have, new or old, and they start talking, Johnson, for example, and I love him to death, but he's great about the shots. But as soon as he comes up and I start hearing him attack Russia about, you know, Putin's probably going to try to expand, you know, all the way to the United States for, I mean, dude, first of all, this is what I'm going to tell you, okay? I got a friend who was ahead of MUFON for forever, okay? Number one, UFOs, they're real, guys. Suck it up, drive on. That's a reality. But number two, there's no way in hell that we could shoot them down. That's a joke. They're so far up, and I don't even know if they're from outer space. I think they're from inner space, my opinion. Number three, Putin's not bad, dude. He's not bad. He's not against the United States. They want to be the United States. They haven't been communism. There hasn't been communism since Perestroika.
Well, Putin gave a speech last week. He said, my war is not the American people, the people of Europe. It's against the globalists and the New World Order. He actually said that. And then Musk is against the New World Order. So it really is those battle lines. But let's go back to the UFOs. I've talked to a lot of people that work in the Air Force, a lot of airline pilots, a lot of fighter pilots, people I know well. In fact, people that are distant relations, one of them. And they have been sitting there, like one of them was a C-130 pilot in the 80s, and they're just flying along, and all of a sudden a UFO at 35,000 feet just whoop, appears out of nowhere and then disappears again. So when you said they're interdimensional, absolutely, they're jumping in and jumping out. Now, these balloons, those aren't aliens, obviously. That's them trying to create fear, but there is stuff going on here.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. If you guys want, I can put you in contact with my friend that was the head of MUFON. He's got a book inches thick, and after I got the guy, I work on boats for a living, and after I got the guy's boat at my shop to work on, I was sitting telling my kids about the story about this guy. While we're sitting at my house on my property, we saw five balls flying in the air, and my dad was a pilot, okay? My brother was a pilot, grandfather, and so on. I know aircraft, all right, and I know drones. These were no drones. They were not aircraft. They looked like little pewter silver balls in the air. This was right during COVID, okay? And they flew in formation, and all of five of them, well, excuse me, four out of the five went in formation behind a cloud. They were only up about 900 feet, very low. Super, kind of a partly cloudy day in Florida, and the one stayed behind. I pulled out my cell phone that was completely emptied out the night before on my laptop. I was taking video of it. I'm hollering at my wife, you know, come here. I want
you. So what happened? We're about to go to break.
So anyway, I tried to videotape it. It stayed. Look, me and the kids are waving at it, smiling.
And it wouldn't let you do it.
It disappears, bro. My phone was empty.
All right, I got to go. I got to end this segment. Thank you. We got to cut callers off because you're great. I got to get the next person. We're going to come back with more calls, and then Dr. Francis Boyle's got big breaking news, the first guy to expose what really happened with COVID. He's got what's coming next. Huge interview coming up. Please don't forget, we are listener-supported. We do have great products. All our Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, promo code SAVEALEX. Gets you 40% off instead of 25% off. Save Alex at checkout. And we've got our prebiotic, amazing product, sold out for over a year, back in stock as well. It is such a good thing for your whole body, your gut, and your immune system. InfoWarsStore.com. More calls in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.